This episode of Epic is brought to you by Wildgrain. I want you to take a moment and imagine the smell of fresh-baked sourdough bread filling your house. Or maybe it's croissants, if that's more to your liking. Now, what if I told you that you could get this delicious experience without covering yourself in flour and without leaving your house? Well, you can if you order from Wildgrain. What's Wildgrain? Well, it is the first ever Bake From Frozen subscription box. You get sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and pastries that go from your freezer to your oven and ready to serve in 25 minutes or less. I just got my first box and it had 3 different sourdough loaves, biscuits, croissants, and 2 different kinds of pasta. I made the orange cranberry biscuits right away, and I cannot tell you how wonderful my house smelled, and they tasted even better. Scallops and Wildgrain's fresh fettuccine is on the menu for this week, and I plan to pair it with the olive oil ciabatta loaf. Doesn't that sound so good? If you're a carb lover like me and you want good carbs free of preservatives and artificial colors and flavors, then you'll want to get a subscription right away. And now you can fully customize your Wildgrain box so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/epic to start your subscription. You heard me, free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/epic. That's wildgrain.com/EPIC, or you can use promo code EPIC at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
What the hell, Toby? Back up.
Seriously, knock it off, Toby.
Stop coming at me. Stop it.
Stop spreading lies.
Toby, stop it.
You're the boss, right? Make me stop. You were talking real tough just a second ago, but neither of you have what it takes to succeed, which is why you went looking for me in the first place. You girls are nothing, nothing without me.
Leave her alone!
Okay, to start the story right in the middle of the drama, feel like it really sets up the intrigue for your feature. Yes? Okay, great. These two women are my two roommates, Valerie and Juliet, the most brilliant minds in Silicon Valley, as you know. And that's the guy who tried to steal the company out from under them. But he barely matters. They met years ago, when an enterprising Bengali girl volunteered to help a shy black nerd to organize the junior high school science fair. Fast forward through many an unfortunate haircut, 2 master's degrees, and countless pitch meetings to end up here, fighting tooth and nail to build their company. Listen, this is totally a story of empowerment, breaking the glass ceiling, making herstory. not just pushing that asshat Toby off a cliff.
Realm presents The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Episode 1.
Juliet, what are you doing?
Nothing.
You're not doing nothing. You're staring at your phone. What are you doing?
Just fixing something real quick.
On Wiley? Wait, right now?
In case we have to do a demo. I just feel like I just...
Okay, we tested it this morning. It's perfect.
Not perfect. There's this thing with the avatars, and I just have to...
Juliet, we're about to walk into a meeting.
I know. I'm here.
Okay, we need to be on our A-game. If we don't get this funding, it's...
I know. Here. See?
Oh, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Miss Agarwal, Miss Coleman, Mr. Clyde will see you now.
Here we go.
This wasn't their style, the 11th hour freakout leading into a pitch. But after literally 62 meetings and not one investor smart enough to bite, these two started to act not like themselves. You gotta understand the desperation, the sheer disrespect of it all. Silicon Valley is full of dudes who had everything handed to them, like hotshot tech investor and supreme dick Jonas Clyde. This dude's dad invented the dimmer switch, and now he can just play gatekeeper all day with his resources and cash. But Valerie and Juliet desperately needed that money to fund their gaming app, Wiley. And old Jonas was their last chance.
The gaming industry is primed for disruption. Everyone is a gamer now.
I can't hear you. Would you mind closing the window?
Oh, yes, of course.
Don't worry, I'll get it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Juliet.
Juliet. Valerie, let's take it from the top when you're ready. Something about disruption, right? Go.
The industry is primed for disruption. Everyone is a gamer. Grandmas play virtual tennis every Sunday. People gamify everything. From makeup, to saving money, to exercise.
Jules?
Using the preloadable game skeletons, users can upload, edit, and monetize their own games. They can link them to a social platform to share them with the world. Revolutionary software. I mean...
Juliet's revolutionary proprietary software.
Thank you. My software means that the creative options are limitless. The next generation of game creators are going to make the most immersive and personal material using Wiley.
Blogs made everyone an author. YouTube made everyone a filmmaker. Wiley will make everyone a video game designer. It's the future of gaming. Wiley is the next great FANG company.
Okay, look, ladies, listen to me. Look, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google, they don't give people creative control of their products. Why? Because people only think they want creative freedom when what they actually want are guidelines and structure. People, come on, you know people. People are lazy.
Look, Mr. Clyde, Jonas... Wiley needs a real capital investment to get off the ground. And once that happens, creating a video game will be as easy as sending a text.
Look, you know what? You two should apply to Clyde Venture and Capital's hashtag Girls Run the Tech World Incubator Program. I'll have my assistant send you the application.
We don't need an incubator, Mr. Clyde. Juliet and I are ready to launch. We could be producing returns within months.
Do you actually play video games yourself, Ms. Coleman?
We both play frequently, although I'm nowhere near as popular as Juliet. We have also gathered a significant amount of user data from other players.
Uh-huh.
So if you look at the sixth page of our deck, yep, you can see that most players ranked customization as one of the top factors influencing gameplay. I mean, Wiley would redefine customization.
I worry about the amount of code you'll need to write to make this at all feasible. I mean, taking one programming course online isn't going to cut it.
Juliet's thesis at the University of Chicago focused heavily on this sort of programming, character modeling, and template creation.
On a much smaller scale, I'm sure.
We already have a short list of software engineers eager to make this happen. We just have to be able to pay them.
I'm sorry, Ms. Agarwal, Ms. Coleman, Clyde Capital doesn't have room in its roster right now.
Oh, wait.
Hey, listen, I'm serious about the incubator program. Please consider it. And hey, you know what? On your way out, grab some snacks. Okay, all right, thanks, ladies. My assistant will show you out. It is warm in here.
Well, fuck.
The only thing worse than a failed pitch meeting is when your frenemies are around to bear witness to your downfall. In Valerie's case, that's her rich and successful college colleague, an inventor of many a dumb dating app, Mackenzie Dunn. And by the way, I'm convinced there's a painting of Mackenzie in an attic somewhere getting uglier by the minute. She is the Dorian Gray of hustle culture.
What the fuck? Okay, I don't have time for this. Ugh, what is going on?
Valerie?
Hi, Dunny.
I thought that was you. I like your little jumpsuit. Looks comfy.
Thanks. It's vintage.
Hand me down from your mom.
Wow, so much pink. Is that from the Taylor Swift for Pepto-Bismol line?
Do not bring Taylor into this.
Ugh, something's wrong with this scanner.
Really? Let's see.
Oh, just gonna slip in behind you, huh? Woo! I meant my card is busted. By the way, hearing lots of buzz about your new business venture.
Oh, Crypto Cupid? Yeah, I really saw an opportunity in the market.
I didn't say it was good buzz.
Bad buzz, good buzz. At least my business is real enough for people to talk about. In fact, I can't keep up with all this growth. Actually, hey, do you happen to know any good engineers?
Plenty.
You're so lucky. All the best engineers are Indian, so you're like basically tapped into them.
In the next edition of Indians in Tech Worldwide, I'm gonna leave you a scathing review.
Oh my God, really?
Bye, Dunny.
Wait. How was the meeting with Clyde?
Oh, so you knew about that. Yeah, I don't think he's the right fit for us.
Valerie?
Is that Rico? He is so sweet. Rico, you're my fave Hustle Host coordinator.
Hold the door.
Later, Rico. I have a meeting in 5. I gotta go.
We need to talk about your account.
I've never known Rico to chase down someone because their account is fully paid.
Imagine your dreams here at Hustle Hub.
While Val was dodging bill collectors, Juliet was getting her caffeine fix at the Hustle and Grind, the Hustle Hub affiliated coffee shop. Enter asshat Toby Johnson. Listen, Jules is obviously brilliant and adorable, but I've seen her flirt and it's pretty bad. But this dude was Mr. L.A. Hottie McHotHot, so I totally get why she would. But also why she might later push him off a cliff.
And did you hear that check that he wrote? 7 figures. Sight unseen.
God, kill me now, kill me now, kill me now, kill me.
Доброе утро, Juliet. I'll get started on your mocha.
Toby, what's happening with the accent? Is that Russian?
Da. I'm auditioning for a new production of Uncle Vanya.
Oh, Chekhov, right?
Yeah. I didn't know you were into theater. Mocha?
Yep, that's fine. I didn't know you were an actor.
I guess I'm more of a barista than an actor right now. Any news about your big meeting?
That didn't really pan out, but we're working on confirming a new investor meeting. Oh, be right back. I'm just gonna check on this.
So the stupid turnstiles are broken again. I registered you as a guest, so don't bother using your ID to get in. This place sucks. Hashtag hustle life. Hashtag blessed. Oh, and if you see Rico, run.
Hey, Juliet. I made it a double shot. Looks like you need it.
Ugh, thanks.
You working late?
Yeah. I just wish I still liked what I was working on. I just want to code, you know? All the running around, trying to impress investors, stressing overhead costs. I don't know, I kind of hate it. Anyway, do you like being a barista? At least until you become a famous actor?
I liked making you the smoker. On the house, by the way.
Oh my God, no, 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 no.
Just take it. Not as many pretty and smart women come in here as you might think.
Okay. Thanks.
So, what are you and your partner? Is it Val?
Yeah, Valerie, yeah.
So what do you and Valerie have going on today?
I mean, you know, same old grind in the hustle hub.
Looks fancy in there.
More like an overpriced jungle gym with all the primary colors.
Sounds terrible. If you ever want to work here at Hustle and Grind, I'll save a table for you.
Thank you. That's sweet. Well, I should get going. And gracias for the drink. Sorry, I only know Spanish.
De nada, querida.
Adios. Bye.
Thanks for showing up.
Don't judge me. I needed a mocha.
You mean you needed to flirt with that barista? Well, your version of flirting, which happens completely in your head.
Okay, new topic.
Ooh, hey, there you two are.
Rico, so nice of you to drop by.
So, there's a problem. I don't want to make things weird, but your card was declined. Well, I should say has been getting declined. This is the second month now, so...
2 months? No, that's only temporary.
No, I'm like really bummed about this because I hate dashing the dreams and the hopes of hustle hubbers. But I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. Now.
Rico, my hustle honey, community empath, I know you didn't take this job to deliver bad news.
Actually, I took this job for the healthcare. I have a lot of things wrong with me.
Well, you look great, Rico.
She's right. Look, Rico, here's the deal. We're not going anywhere. And you'll leave us alone, okay?
Hey, Rico here. Can I get security to the 5th floor, please?
Security? Oh my, are you fucking crazy?
ASAP.
Come on, Val. Everyone's looking.
Fine. Just... let us collect our things.
Ah, of course. Thank you for respecting my boundaries.
The muscle is coming.
It's all cool. Everything's fine. Everything's fine here, okay? We're leaving. The coffee here is terrible anyway.
Yeah!
You're Sam, yeah? Tip doubled if you can get us to Freddy's before happy hour's over.
You bet. Music okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Oh, the card got declined last month and they didn't alert us?
Well, maybe if you didn't filter out the Hustle Hub emails, you would have known about the card being declined.
Well, I thought I could fix it. I will fix it, Jules. You do all the programming. I'm supposed to handle this stuff. I'm sorry. I didn't tell you. It's just that I love you so much, and I want you to feel like you can count on me.
Dude, I love you too. We're partners, all the way. You don't have to hide things from me.
Okay. Juliet, I'm not about to give up on the dream that came out of your big, beautiful brain. Jonas Clyde could suck on a cattle prod.
I swear to God, he only met with us to see if we could fill some female quota. Bonus points for meeting with two women of color.
Oh my God, I'm looking at their press releases right now. Look, they just funded a women-led company this afternoon.
Duh, there can only be one. We didn't stand a chance. You know what? I'm not sure that I am cut out for this. The pitch decks, the funding rounds. I don't even want a ton of money. I just want...
Okay. Yeah, but yes, we do. We do actually want a ton of money, so we can turn that money into even more money to make all your wild and brilliant techie ideas a reality. Jules, you are still going to be a radical game creator.
And you are still going to be a multimillionaire mogul.
I believe you're forgetting something.
The multimillionaire mogul with a white male assistant.
Precisely. Oh no.
Who is it?
Sanjay.
Don't answer.
Yeah, right. He knew the Clyde pitch was today. Hi, Baya.
Thou pal. So, how'd it go?
Oh, they loved us so much, they suggested a special program for us.
That is so awesome, Val. So you'll finally be able to pay Mom and Baba back that $50,000 loan they gave you 2 years ago. And I guess that means you won't be needing the $5,000 monthly allowance they give you.
That's wonderful, Beta.
I wouldn't say that just yet. And this doesn't even come close to the half a mil Mom and Dad dropped for your wedding. Not to mention the honeymoon in Seychelles.
You know that's not the same. Plus, if you ever get married, they would happily contribute. I think you know that.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there because it's not the same thing. I'm trying to get a business off the ground.
You are jobless in San Francisco and depreciating your MBA. God knows, you may already be unemployable.
Oh, I am this close to funding.
Wait a second. You wouldn't be lying to Mom and Dad on speakerphone now, would you?
Not if you took me off of it.
Oh, Beta.
Mom and Baba won't be paying your allowance anymore. Find a real job that actually uses your MBA, Beta. Tell Juliet I said hi. Bye. Oh,
shit.
What'd they say?
Hi. They said to tell you hi.
Hi, back.
Don't worry. Everything will be fine. Really. I'll convince my parents to float us for a little while longer while we come up with a new plan.
You'd better think fast.
Yeah. Well, I have to put on my drinking cap first.
Well, looks like Sam earned his tip.
Ah, Freddy's, their favorite dive bar. The decor looked like the 1980s and 1950s had a nasty, violent breakup. Freddy's is to Wiley what Steve Jobs' parents' garage was to Apple. Except grodier.
Whoa. This is the place where Courtney Love threw up.
Oh, yeah, dude. She said it was this booth right over here. Check it out. They haven't changed the fabric or anything since 97.
Oh, my God. Yo, time for a selfie.
There it is, bro. Yeah.
There's no way we can't get funding and someone like Mackenzie Dunn can sell a dating app while still a junior at Stanford.
Here we go again.
She evil geniused her way into a shit ton of money that she used to invest in another dating app, specifically for people with fake online money. Ugh. Thereby evil geniusing her way into more money. Plus, she made me slander Taylor Swift today.
Villain! I know! We should have made a dating app first. These Silicon Valley bros, they are more than happy to give women money for stuff like that.
Right? But anything that touches on bro territory, like gaming, no way. I just feel like we need one lucky break so the world can see what we're doing.
Two picklebacks on me.
You don't have to keep comping us drinks.
I mean, I'm not complaining.
Business is triple since you two convinced me to install those two arcade games. It's people's favorite thing to mention in reviews.
Huh. I really just wanted to play Windjammers and Street Fighters drunk.
Like she's always dreamed of.
Well, to the smartest women I know.
How many women do you know, Freddy?
Including my wife, three?
Hey, get your ass down off my bar. I don't work too hard for this. Jesus Christ.
At least someone thinks we're smart.
We are smart. You completed an accelerated MBA at UCSF. I graduated summa cum laude from University of Chicago. We are objectively smart, not subjectively.
You know I love a nerdy pep talk. I needed that. I also need a... what happened to Freddy? Did he... Well, I just won't mind if I try one of the... Ooh, the tequila. That looks good.
If a computer was assessing our viability, we would have gotten that funding a long time ago. It would just analyze the facts and not care about our gender or our race or any of that. Unless it was programmed by a biased person, but we're not gonna go down that rabbit hole, okay? If the multiverse is real, there's a world in which we got the funding for Wiley. We just probably have dicks in that universe.
Yeah, true.
Wait.
I just had a brilliant idea.
No. I will not be hacking the hedge fund.
Okay, look.
What?
Okay, it's almost time for 10 at 10. I will just tell you there. If we run, we'll make it. Okay, let's go. Hey, Freddy, thanks for the seat. Just charge it for our account. Yeah, see you later.
We have an account?
No.
10 at 10 was their ritual. 10 minutes of brainstorming at 10 o'clock. On this particular night, they'd had more tequila than usual. Could you blame them? Another failed pitch meeting and a public Hustle Hub eviction to boot? But we know now, they were down, but not out. Oh, yeah, and this is where I enter the story, because I had the privilege of being home that night and witnessing firsthand the great and terrible idea that kicked off this wild ride.
You've reached the law firm of Tucker and Hartford. Please leave a message and we'll get back to you during business hours. Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Tucker. It's Raina Pierce. Raina Pierce, Landon, the daughter of your favorite and richest client. Listen, I got your letter on behalf of the trustees, and it looks like there's been a mistake because my trust has been frozen. And if you could just...
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Fuckers! Keep your blood money, asshats.
Time for 10 at 10!
Hey, Raina, come on.
Ooh, smells like somebody's having some fun.
Hello to my favorite and only roommates. Ooh, you two smell like spilled beer, vomit, and oh, to old man, a perfect time for a brainstorm sesh. Oh, and I'm definitely about to sneeze from cat dander. Freddy's?
Okay. Set the timer, Jules.
On it.
So, I just had the best idea.
Or it may be a drunk person's idea of a good idea, like when she thought that we would make those safes out of those plastic bags that cotton balls come in.
Yeah, because they're impossible to open.
You can just cut the top off.
Okay. So, what's the new brilliant idea?
I'm glad you asked, Raina. So, it dawned on me that we need a third co-founder. A male co-founder.
What? But isn't Wiley already, like, founded?
Doesn't matter. We're gonna make him up. Like Mrs. Doubtfire.
A made-up man who dresses like a woman?
No. Not dressing like a woman. Sorry, wrong reference. Just like a fake man. Like...
Your boyfriend, in eighth grade.
Okay, Carlos was real.
Ooh, who's Carlos?
My Spanish tutor's nephew, Carlos.
Who nobody ever saw, by the way.
He went to another school.
Sure he did.
Okay, he was real, and I was his querida, and you cannot take that away from me, okay?
I believe you, Juliet.
Gracias.
Anyway, what I'm saying is, let's invent our very own tech bro. Look, I'll give this non-existent co-founder a name and an email address right now.
Why don't we sober up before creating a fake male business partner?
Ooh, give him a hot name, like Blaze or Carlos.
How about Maxfield?
As in a combination of Maxwell and Sheffield, the name of your favorite fictional man?
He was a real role model to me.
Is it because you both wanted to kiss Fran Fine?
Yeah, exactly.
Me too. She could be my nanny any day.
Ooh, what about Toby? Toby Johnson.
Huh. Toby Johnson. A fucking basic-ass name for a basic-ass imaginary man.
Okay, it's not that basic. It could be worse, like, Chad Smith.
Oh, that's basic.
It always could be worse. Honestly, I'm kind of shocked you're down for this, Jules. This is peak drunk den of den.
Wait. So, you're actually in, Jules?
I think so. We've already gotten turned down by the entire valley. You can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results.
Ooh, Jonas Clyde is going to be so sorry he turned us down. We're reaching out to the Colfax brothers.
The two guys from that pharmaceutical empire?
The dark side.
I know. But they invested in e-commerce, social media, and blogging platforms like way back when, and now they're like the holy grail of funding.
And you've got a connection to them?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I obtained Rex's email from his business associate at that networking night like a week ago.
You looked through his phone when he went to the bathroom, didn't you?
That's only speculation, since you refused to come. Okay, how about... Hello, Mr. Colfax. My name is Toby Johnson, and I'm one of the founders of Wily, a video gaming startup.
Uh-huh.
Okay. One of my business partners met an associate of yours recently who passed on your email. I thought I'd reach out personally to set a time to meet. Unfortunately, I was unable to come to the networking night myself.
Because I was traveling abroad for business.
Yes.
You guys are batshit, and I fucking love it.
It's done. Toby Johnson is alive. He's alive.
Man, did we really just do that?
Oh, hell yes, we did. Oh, you know, Wily is saved.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. 10 out of 10 over. Can I go now?
Oh, okay, sure. You know, we've outdone ourselves. Woo! I'm gonna dream about Porsches and boats and rubbing it all in my brother's face. Good night, Jules. Don't stay up too late. You know, tomorrow is the first day of the rest of our lives.
I remember thinking then and there that they were really going to change the world. Yes, at the time I was higher than Jeff Bezos' dick rocket ever went. But I was right. These two were primed to take on the Silicon Valley overlords. They just didn't know they were gonna have to overcome the most epic of BFF breakups to get there. Beautiful dreamer.
You're listening to The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. The Co-Founder is a Realm original production. Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away. The Co-Founder is executive produced by and stars Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Written by Alexis Wilkinson, Alexa Waco, and Mimi Mondal. Produced by Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Kaylin West. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Associate produced by Michael Coulter. Starring Alexandra Shipp, Sunita Mani, Ryan Vincent Anderson, Bartley Booz, Cecily Louise Bro, Vishesh Chhatra, Will Dow, Trey Hall, Angel Harper, Kavi Ladnier, Leon Mandel, Samia Mounce, Jillian Munsaic, Tanya Posick, and Loa Valdez. Additional voices by the cast. Audio editing and sound design by Marissa Ewing and Melissa Pons of Hemlock Creek Productions. Supervising sound design by Rory O'Shea. Original theme and transition music by Phoebe Danskin. Music supervision by Amy Parker. Production manager, Alexis Latshaw. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Special thanks to Pia Wilson. Find more shows like The Co-Founder by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm. The Co-Founder is a Realm original production.